then it was in 1954, I believe, that you purchased the company. Was that the year then when he came in and said, it's yours?
No, it was before then. I was running it when I bought it. When I say running it, he was there, but he wasn't there. He couldn't have been nicer, but we never talked business, ever. We talked hunting and fishing, things like that. Spent a lot of time together, but we didn't talk business. I guess two generation differences. His was hard work. His and Bill Skelly and Jay Walker, their whole generation was outwork the other guy. More hours and hard work. My generation was people. Do your best to develop good people, morale high, take care of them, and see what they can produce. So there was a difference there, and that was our two different philosophies. They didn't conflict, but it made a difference. During that time, I had a brother, if you remember, Gifford Parker Jr., we called him.
Okay.
Gifford C. Parker, and two sisters. Our dad decided he wanted to sell the company. He had four kids, and he was trying to decide how to do it fairly. And he called us together and he said, I'm going to put the company up for sale to the market, the largest drilling companies here. If any one of you want to try to keep it, then you've got to buy it at the highest bid. He said, now, I don't think any of you have that kind of money, and I don't think any of you should do it. It's not a good business. I'd recommend you not be in the drilling business, but that's up to you. Well, I was the only one who was really interested in the drilling business. So I went to the National Bank of Tulsa, and Mr. Chapman, who was a good friend, and I said, here's what he's asked me. I said, I have no idea if I can pay you back or not, but I'm going to try to do this. And they loaned me the money, and I bought it.
And your father had to be surprised.
Just amazed and wondered why I could be that dumb.
But you had worked as common laborer for a while.
Oh, yes.
In the oil field.
I roughnecked on the rigs, drilled, and pursed tools. Yes, I worked. When he put me in the oil fields, there was no Mr. Parker. You just were a roughneck and you earned it. They knew you were there, but you had to learn the business that way, and I did.
All right. So then you get this loan from National Bank of Tulsa. What a gamble that was.
Big gamble. I didn't know any difference. I was too young.
So you get this loan, and then you started into the business. You probably came up with some new drilling techniques.
Yeah, but in fact, just a little prior to that happening, I was at the University of Texas, and I was sitting in my classroom on December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day. One of my fraternity brothers came in and said, I guess you've heard the news. I said, sure, I've heard it. It was Pearl Harbor everywhere. After the class was over, the teacher of the class said, I'm sorry about your brother. That was the news that he'd been killed in a car wreck the night before. I didn't know it. So that was the news they came in to tell me, and I waved it off because I thought it was Pearl Harbor. But anyway, that's when I lost my brother.
Where was that accident?
It was at Bastrop, which is a town near Austin. And he went to sleep driving back from Houston where he'd had a late date and hit a bridge and killed himself.
Oh, my. Devastating to the family, to you?
So I had to fly back his body, which I'd never done, and bring it to Tulsa. What might be of interest to people, mother could handle it, dad couldn't. He couldn't handle it at all. So he didn't show up anywhere for about 2 or 3 years. He never would go back in the church. The funeral just wiped him out. We're all different, but that was the first time I guess he'd ever seen anything that he couldn't do himself.
Couldn't control it.
Couldn't control it.
He remained in a deep depression then, obviously.
Yes.
Did he come out of it before his life ended?
He came out of it, but not in business-wise. He came out of it, continued to hunting and fishing, became very active in the fair board. That was one of the main things into the oil companies. And he bought some cattle ranches and followed the cattle and then developed cancer. And the cancer is what finally killed him.
Hmm. Did you ever get interested in cattle business yourself?
Not. I love the outdoors, but he loved registered cattle. I still have cattle ranches. And I still go a lot to them. But I'm not an expert on cattle and have good help. And I try not to be an expert in something I'm not.
I'm taken with when your father went through those 3 years there. But you'd go to visit him. It had to be difficult for you to... Would he visit? Was he open to you and talk to you a lot?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. But at those days, a lot of things were happening in this country. John, television had just come in. And he didn't think he was here to stay. But he would watch boxing. That was one of the main things on television. And he'd watch every hour. So when I would go to see him and mother in the evening, and he would watch his boxing while we all visited around him. That's just his personality.
Was he interested in asking you questions about how's the business going?
No.
Are you failing? Are you surviving?
Never brought it up.
Is that right?
Just like I'm counting on you.